Welcome to the Sydney Property Muppets podcast. My name is Kurt Lawther. I'm the real estate agent, and with me forever is
Chris Clark, the buyer's agent,
the sexy buyer's agent, number one sexy buyer's agent in Sydney.
Blush. My goodness me.
Got away with words. I've been told I'm a salesman.
Yes, indeed. We both are. So, talking about all things blushing or all things looking perfect, you were talking about recently you got approached to. For a potential vendor who's going to sell their property.
Potential vendor.
Start looking at properties out there. You could see the ones that were blushed and looking perfect. What was the thought?
What the thought was looking through the properties and starting to notice that the ones that are selling for good prices and below average days on market, almost 100% of them had been... They were up to date.
Okay.
They might have been like the most latest, like, you know, Bosch or the latest, but it was renovated or cosmetically smicked. It had styled furniture.
Yep.
The marketing was brilliant.
Okay.
Not brilliant, but they were just good photos, well taken.
Well presented. We may have skipped too fast for our audience. So basically, you're speaking to a person who's selling 1 Smith Street and you've gone off and looked at all the properties sold recently that are comparable, and yep. You're saying all the ones that great photos, presented well, may not have had the best appliances, but basically didn't need any work and had a good campaign,
yep.
Were selling fast.
Selling fast.
Below the average time.
Yep.
And I imagine selling for a decent price.
There it is, decent. The ones that were...
On the other side, yeah.
The other side, and there was one that just stood out. The marketing, the photo, it wasn't styled.
Yep.
The photos were, the lighting was bad, the editing was bad, even in one of the table shots, one of the chairs was just completely half pulled out.
Yeah, right.
And just stood out like an eyesore.
Okay. Yeah.
And it was about times 6 the amount of days spent on market.
So it's 6 times longer than those other ones to sell.
Yeah.
Which obviously brings that average up. Increases the average times all across the masses.
Yes.
Yeah, so, and not surprising, I think, in terms of my standpoint, you deal with buyers as well. You know, I deal with them probably more intimately, you say, in our face.
I deal with mass because we have...
Correct.
People want us. No, not really.
Dealing with them, and so there's definitely a lot of people who have been, you know, that entering the market now over the last sort of 6 months, 12 months, looking to buy, and... Quite a few of them either have a property or have had a property where it needed some work. Either renovation, so going up, going back, I'm talking full DAs, or it needed quite a bit more than a cosmetic renovation. And when they've looked at it, you know, 3-4 years ago when they started the process, they were estimating maybe 200,000, 300,000, whatever the number is, but let's just use those as broad stroke figures. And now 3 years in the future, 4 years where we are now, they're looking at it going, that $200,000-$300,000 is actually now $500,000 to $600,000.
Yep.
That's a lot of money I've got to find from somewhere. How do I get, you know, some sort of access to more cash to be able to do so? I've got to move out of the property. Do you know what? I'd rather sell.
Yep.
Which we'll get to in a second. But buy, so maybe a couple of summers over. That is exactly what you're talking about. The work's been done. There's nothing major. Yes, maybe new appliances and things. The counterpoint to that is they're then selling something that's probably going to take a bit longer to sell.
Yep.
Right? But they want... The attraction point, which you talked about, is the finished product or the near-to-finished product.
Yes, and we were sort of discussing, sort of throwing some ideas around about why that was the case.
Yep.
And when people were struggling to find the time to buy properties within a few months by themselves or a few weeks,
yep.
How are they going to get around to renovating, not only doing the renovations, dealing with the children, dealing with work,
yep.
Dealing like that's a burden on society, you know, raising your children... And all those things that come with life that we're usually tired with, when you could just have a finished product.
Yep. Yeah, I think there's definitely an element around that, you know, people in Sydney, you've got usually two working professionals, no time, they're already dealing with commute. As you said, you know, it takes a long time to just buy a property. Typically, it takes up to, you know, I've talked before, it takes about 18 months when they say they want to buy something to buy a property.
Yeah.
By the time they then buy it and then have to do work to it, they've already chewed up all this time and effort. So very wary of that time being sunken into something where it doesn't actually, you know, then they're going to sink more time into the construction, renovating, doing things. And I also think that people just aren't as up for it anymore. I think if, if you sort of bamboozle, if you're not a trader yourself or you don't have that experience, I think you're worried about it. You don't know how much you're going to find. You hear these horror stories.
Yep.
Don't know how long it's going
to
go.
One of the advantages that we try and bring to the marketplace is we will renovate people's places on behalf of them. Yep. So basically, we get the scope, we collect the quotes, and then we just get the approval to actually spend the money and go and do it. But we've got trades, we've got relationships already lined up. If you're like a mum and dad or someone that's trying it out, you don't have those connections.
Yep.
Like, you can't pull strings and favors. If we need a certain trade to be like, look, we need you here.
If you need a plumber and the one you usually is not there, you'll have another one you can probably call upon.
If needed, or we tell them, look, mate, like, they will often jump for us because they're like,
yeah, okay,
they know we're providing the work. So
it's a pipeline of next job, next month coming up.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
No, nice. I think that's about it. It's kind of a short and sweet one. I'm really just talking about the construction cost and blowout.
Yeah.
And talking about, you know, the attraction point for people to buy a finished product.
Well, if you have got to the end of the episode, one of the points of this is for the sellers is about making sure you have the property styled, the photos, it's as in its best light to be able to, one, get the property off the market and sold, and for a decent price. Sometimes miracles and those exceptions happen. It doesn't always have to be the case, but you want to present the property in its best light.
Yeah, nice touch point. All right, some three quick cues on from me to you this week. Very fast. What's the fastest time it's told you taking you to sell a property when they've signed the agreement?
3 days.
3 days? Pretty fast.
Yep.
Nice.
We knew we had the buyers and we were breaking the block record by a long way that we just broke.
They're nice, man. They don't explain. If real estate agents had walk-up music like athletes or boxers do, what would your song be?
Oh!
Part of me, actually, I was like, I should give you a bit of pre-warning of this, but...
You 100%... Can I pass?
No. Definitely not. I can edit this out later on, so it's nice and short. Okay. What's a song you like? A pump-up song or something? Ladies and gentlemen, Kurt.
Great Southern Land, but there was a remix. Eric, the real estate conference I just went to. And it was
showing off.
It was pumping. And I'm like, can I give a slight background story?
Sure. Can I stop you?
No, you can't. Younger brother and I used to play cricket. Would wake up at 5:45 in the morning, sneak out or whatever, and would literally put that song on music as we're pretending to walk out like test cricketers about to play in the backyard.
There you go, nice touch.
Yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned that. That's good. Okay, last one. Would you rather sell a haunted house? So it's known, very much known to be haunted.
Can I do it up?
What does that mean?
Renovate it?
Haunted. Like it's got ghosts.
Yeah, but can I renovate it?
Okay, let me get through the question. Would you rather sell a haunted house or a house that needs massive renovations?
Renovations.
Yeah, right.
Love them.
Don't want the haunted...
Are we in America?
I don't know. No, we're in Australia.
I want a haunted house. I want to do the...
I want a haunted house.
I want to do the renovations. Anyone can sell a cookie cutter.
All right, very good. Well, that's it for the week. What's a piece of homework on you this week?
Once again, in the comment section, mention a topic or something that we should speak about.
Love to hear those ones. Beautiful. Thanks for dropping by.
Pfft, 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 pfft.